Welcome everybody to this week's call on Voodoos and Butterflies. We're gonna head into, still within the flight context, working with transforming those what I refer to as extra emotions, or not so much extra, but combination emotions. Working with guilt, apathy, anxiety, overwhelm, shame, etc. Okay. So let's see what pops up for today. And I said this off camera, off recording. We're at that time now that we've had the daylight savings time in Saskatchewan, where I live part-time, doesn't change. So that means right after yoga class, I am coming right to our session. So you get me informal every other week if it's a morning session. Okay. So I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go, to make space, and every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant to you and neutral, taking time to savor it and to mindfully be with it. We're actually starting off with lymphatic drainage through the brain, all three, head brain, gut brain, heart brain, and the nervous system. So I'm seeing in particular have an impact on the reptilian brain and the gut brain. I see it as cleaning out the unhelpful layers of instincts in terms of anything that has like literally like a knee-jerk reaction. Specifically in the vein of running away. And to release this, it's releasing through specifically the motor tracts or the nerves that carry information about how it is we move our muscles. And within that, we need to also release the consciousness of agitation. And then we're going to run another round of lymphatic circulation. This is for the diaphragm, the regular breathing diaphragm, as well as the soles of the feet, which are thought to be almost like auxiliary or extra little diaphragms. We're actually connecting the three of them, the two in the feet, to the one in the base of the rib cage. So as you're literally moving, taking a step, moving forward, stepping, putting weight into something, leaning into new territory, there's a sense of like a lift. So every time we take a step, the arch of the foot is meant to act like a little mini diaphragm and create just a little bit of a lift or an elevation of sorts. And without that, there's like a bottoming out in a sense that we just can't seem to get anywhere or make any forward progress. We're moving forward, but not really. It just looks like it. Without it actually carrying weight per se, or weight bearing in a way that's in alignment with what it is you're moving towards. So as we fine-tune those dynamics, we also need to run a C3 on that. It's going to continue for the next 6 days, so pretty much until our integration session. Okay, so we're going to start here with blood that carries our passion, nerve or communication. Lymph that drains the toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness, or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help the nervous system and the immune system alike to heal. And then also working with the balance of yin to yang, feminine nourishment and masculine protection, and bringing in hydration, helping the cells take in water, joy, release any impurities that don't need to be here. Then we'll move into the D for the defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here will remain to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may seem like there is none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. The same time as all of that, running a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're doing it for the gallbladder meridian, working with the consciousness of decision and literally like having the thoughtfulness of being able to mindfully decide how it is you're moving forward in alignment with things that are working well for you and noticing the things that aren't. To support that, bringing in the small intestine meridian to offer intellect, awareness, discernment, healthy judgments. And as that enters the scene here, the gallbladder meridian doesn't have to do it all on its own anymore, so it begins to share the load. There seems to be a theme evolving in an essence of weight bearing. Who's carrying the weight? Where are they carrying it? How is that working? How can we refine that? Then running lymphatic circulation, another one. Through the thymus gland that hangs out just above the heart. Here, working with misperceptions, specifically around rejection. So, misperceived rejections. Times in which you may have felt like you were rejected, or somebody else felt like they were rejected by you, and it was a misunderstanding, a misperception. For whatever reason, I'm thinking through to the 10th house. In astrology, they think everything goes through those 12 phases or houses. The 10th house is that of career, achievement, recognition, and outward self-expression. So being misperceived within those domains, misperceived rejection in career, misperceived rejection in your achievements and your recognitions. The things that you want to be recognized for, feeling that that's potentially been undervalued or underwhelmed in some way. And then misperceived rejection as it relates to outward self-expression. So people just maybe misinterpreting how it is you're expressing what it is that you mean. And all of that is underlain by the belief system of I'm too complicated for people to really get me. There's this sense of this dynamic can't actually be understood by anybody else out there. And to a certain extent, that's actually really true. However, there's one person who can 100% understand and get all the nuances of every single aspect within yourself, which is that of your essential nature, your essential self. We might even imagine it as having like the kindest elder that's in you, walking beside you to thoroughly understand all of those aspects, all of those nuances of you. while we also simultaneously just begin to delayer the stress, the tension that's held around that belief system. Okay, then we're going to run another, apparently it's lymphatic circulation day, another round of that. This is very specifically for the ventricles in the brain, which produce our cerebral spinal fluid. And the configuration of them, if you were to take them out of the head brain and spin them around from a different angle, they literally form the AUM, OM symbol. So it's thought that they carry a sense of being like your internal universal psychologist. So as we work here, draining lymphatic circulation along with toxins, gunk, waste, any low self-esteem particularly, and overthinking, overanalyzing. Releasing the sense that there's something wrong with me and that's why I won't ever have my needs be understood. And all this energy that we've been referring to as misunderstanding, misperceptions, has an emotional component, and it's that of shame. And it's carrying the essence of, like, there must be something wrong with me if I'm being misperceived. So, using self-blame and a way to basically contort yourself to try to then meet whatever it is you think you need to meet in order to be accepted by somebody else. So, all the pretzeling that we may engage in. Okay, we're going to tap this part out here. So, invitation to breathe, to receive. Okay. Next up, we're heading to the kidneys. Excuse me, and the adrenals. So the kidney adrenal complex. And the one on the left, the feminine, has some concerns about the one on the right, the masculine. And so typically, pardon me, it's mostly around the typical dynamics that happened in the various households for you and your ancestors. So going back in your family line, six generations worth of households and their dynamics. As we work with those dynamics, we're specifically looking at how one tried to control the other and the response to that. And sometimes that control was overt, and sometimes it was covert, meaning we went into like self-blame. As we work with all of those desires to control, the other side of that is also the desire to be controlled. And that creates this double bind, this setup where there's all this push-pull activity. No way to win. The desire to want to be controlled, then leading to the desire to control, leading to the desire to want to be controlled, and it becomes this vicious circle. And it's carrying with it the theme of intergenerational abuse. So we're looking at the dynamics that are carrying an edge of violence or potentially fully violent, not just an edge. Whether that be physical violence or mental, emotional violence or even potentially spiritual violence. as we work with that, running a cellular repair, restoring the cells of these kidneys between the relationship between the two of them. And we're going to go back through the generations. And as we go back six generations, running circulation of all those same healing resources that we mentioned earlier to both kidneys, as well as to the relationship between the two of them. That's linking into the big blood vessels that come off of the major artery that runs down your midline, your aorta, and the big arteries that come off of that and feed into the pelvis, the iliacus artery is the fancy name. And for this particular artery, we're looking at where literally like the one artery becomes two and there's a sense of separation. And within it, there's this essence of like, how do I make everybody happy? How do I please both sides, masculine and feminine, dad's side and mom's side? And there's a sense of just complete and utter overwhelm and anxiety within all of that. And there's a sense of almost like, how am I supposed to solve this? You all messed this up, you fix it. So, offering one more cellular repair here, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health, and bringing in the qualities of earth elements to support being able to make nourishing changes in a way that provides balance. And as we do that, we're also working with the earth element's capacity to restore essence, to bring in a primary sense of presence as your own, cutting through any confusion and any push-pull between the dynamics of both sides. And I just hear the words like, oh, I can rest easy within myself. I would have to just be one version or another version, or try to figure out how to be the best of both of those versions in a compilation. And throughout this entire time, I just keep hearing the phrase, the two become one, the two become one. And as that happens, misperceptions dissolving. As there's reconciliation, as the two seeming at times polar opposites come together, as you find your way and you reclaim your primary essence, your sense of presence within you. We're tapping this part out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. Offering that a couple more breaths as this continues to download and process. And as we've asked the body mind to make some pretty distinct changes, offer new possibilities, new avenues through to support that, bringing in the planetary energies of the sun and the moon. So a new form of masculine feminine balance. Then we're going through dad's side and the family lines, four generations back, working with an emotional frequency of just straight up feeling insufficient and all the emotions around that all. Sense of shame and guilt for not being able to measure up or provide more. And the sense of insufficiency and all of this energy that we're working with here is releasing from particularly the back body. And there's the expression like carrying the weight of the world on one's shoulders, but it's actually happening throughout the entire back. And within that, there's this sense of complete collapse happening. And there's a fear, interestingly enough, of not being able to run away, of not being able to engage in flight, the fear of I'm so shut down here, I won't ever be able to move, escape, and keep myself safe again. So interesting, it's actually an absence of the capacity to flee. Which happens. So in trauma responses, we typically go to hyperarousal, fight, flight. And when that doesn't work, then we numb out, we play dead, we go to freeze or collapse. So here, we're interestingly enough supporting the body mind by coming out of this freeze collapse energy into flights and releasing any particular overwhelm around that all. As we do so, also releasing a whole lot of apathy, a sense of like this dynamic can never change. It is what it is. I just have to learn to accept it and be with it. And as we release that, running one more round of lymphatic circulation. Through that diaphragm at the base of the chest and opening that up to actually allow for emotional flow to reconfigure here. Releasing the fear around not enoughness as that happens. Breathing here. Receiving here as we tap this part in. And again, just giving this a few more breaths, letting this part download and integrate. Okay. Then we're working with a consciousness of heavy-heartedness, the things that are weighing heavy on your hearts right now, things that might be keeping you up at night, even. And we're actually linking that through to the large intestine meridian as a whole. And here, working with the energy of the second house. In the second house, the house of Venus, naturally hangs out here. And just supporting the restoration of harmony and order that comes when our large intestine meridian is helping us literally to do what it does best, to let go, to release what it's been potentially feeling that is like repressed within the system. As it does so, doing it in a way that's consistent, that's repetitive. As we work within the consciousness here of consistency. Working here with specifically the element of, let me say it differently, working with the permission statement of, I forgive myself, as we call in the element of forgiveness. As we work with the element of forgiveness, creating a sense of spaciousness in and around, particularly that kidney adrenal complex, the artery that we were referring to, where it branches off into the hips. And with that, releasing any particular pieces around that sense of feeling violated by the, again, abusive or violent dynamics that have happened in previous generations. Including your own immediate family, so your parents and you. And here we need to unhook the consciousness of blindedness or ignorance from the eyes. I'm running the permissions here. What if it's safe to look and see? What if it's safe to look and see now? Particularly looking to see those, again, the painful dynamics, to bear witness to them, to literally give them space and time to be digested as you see them. But specifically doing it from a place of witness, observer. As we step into that with witness observer consciousness, again, allowing for any confusion to settle as clarity begins to arise, releasing anxiety to specifically allow for greater clarity and groundedness. So, allowing that clarity to ground and center within you. Linking this to the breath, I actually see this as supportive of our integration session work. As we work mindfully, consciously with the breath to transmute that all. As we link that into the breath, also linking it into the eighth house, house of the kidney, house of death, rebirth, regeneration. And then we're circulating nerve supply specifically around the theme, this is interesting, of coming to consciousness. So as that awareness, as that clarity, as those insights begin to arise and settle, circulating them through the nervous system to literally have it turn into tangible, practical action. And releasing a series of adhesions through the right side of the body and the left brain. Around being able to literally take action in a new, healthy, aligned way for you without the pressure or the heaviness of those abusive dynamics or violent dynamics and all the weight contained within that. Okay, and as it happens, I actually now see the final restoration of that flight response. And out of that here, we can finally get into working through some of those layers and those dynamics. We're going to head right back into cellular repair. We're looking at acquired damage in this lifetime through the liver, and specifically its meridian, where it governs the genitals, the chest, and the eyes, along with the crown of the head. As we work here, excuse me, with that cellular repair, also running diaphragm to intestines to release any particular flavors of the emotions, the holdings, the underpinnings here, specifically working with the emotions of shame and guilt. Shame and guilt around not having been able to see your way out of these types of conundrums previously. And again, there's this theme, it's shown up a couple times in different ways of feeling blinded. In a sense of, like, I don't know which way to go, I'm completely lost, feeling like there's no bearings, no directionality. And no sense of the right way to move forward or the right impulse to follow within you to trust. A sense of feeling again completely lost, abandoned, alone. To the point where it almost feels like neglect. No one cares. No one's here to help me. I have to do this all on my own. And a sense of that being a huge pain in your ass to have to be independent. And there's a sense of craving for somebody else to guide, craving for somebody else to lead, craving for somebody else to take the reins. And the bad news is that person is you. That person is you. As we work with that, releasing the anxiety, the overwhelm, and even actually some jealousy around this feeling like other people have an easier time of doing that than you do. Other people have it easier. As we release the weight of those emotional holdings, it becomes a little bit easier to again reclaim that essence, that primary essence of you. We're going to run lymphatic circulation now through the very midline, right through the very core of you, to help the body mind land sweetly and effervescently, unique wording, in the core of you. So sweetly, brightly, effervescently. And then we're going to tap this part out here, invitation to breathe, to receive. Okay, and then I see the image of tree roots. And there's a sense of feeling ashamed about your roots and where you've come from. Running lymphatic circulation through the base chakra and the nerves and the legs. And as that happens, also unhooking a bundle of belief systems around the theme of I am the worst of my family lines. I'm the worst. I have to hold all the worst essences on my mom's stuff, my dad's stuff, and on my family lines. And as we release that piece of low self-esteem, working with the permission statement, almost as if it's a mantra, it's not personal. What if it's not personal? And also linking that right into the conception vessel meridian that runs through the midline of the front body, working with our nourishment and our capacity to feel nurtured. Releasing to whatever extent it's ready to go, any particular barriers around being able to actually receive that vitality from within yourself and that nourishment. And we're working with circulating the consciousness of nourishment itself through the entire system at a cellular level, going into two things, the mitochondria that give us our energy and the microtubules that are used in cellular division that help with replication, working with reproduction or vitality, procreation in a way. And then, interesting, running of permissions here, and the words are simply, this might push a few buttons, but take a few breaths and see what happens as you hear these words. Sex is natural. Sex is natural. And then we're working with connecting that right into cellular division, microtubules. Running a second permission, it's related in a way. The words here are, this is a fresh new start. This is a fresh new start. Doing an emotional release of sadness now. And it's through the thymus gland hanging out just above that throat. Working with a sense of how it is you pushed other people away. How you literally ran away from connections out of a fear of engaging in dynamics that would have been replicative of your past, your family, your lineage. And all this playing out quite subconsciously. Linking that into the fifth house to reclaim the essence of playfulness and pleasure within social interactions. To reclaim the innocence of what it means to be in our inner childhood again. And to reclaim the sensual lightness that goes with this particular house of the heart, heart meridian, and the potency of the sun bringing in vitality. And offering the expression of your fullest potential in a really potent way. And as we work with this, bringing in as well the consciousness of harmony, wisdom, knowing, and creativity, along with individuation, a restoration of the sense of self. And just doing a pretty distinct clearing of what looks like smokiness through the kidney meridian channels. And also releasing if you had a parent who smoked in the house or a mom who was smoking during the pregnancy, or if your mom or dad had a parent that was smoking during their pregnancy, releasing all of this, in essence, fogginess or smoky veil that's been keeping things kind of covered up. And instead, allowing for that smoke to do what it does best, to like cut through the illusion, cut through the thickness, cut through the things that are not clean, that are cluttering up the space. I think of smoke as a purifier. In certain cultures, it was used to literally like drive out insects from the home. As we work with purification in this way, with the element of, well, fire, as we're working with smoke, we're going to restore what the fire element does best, which is that of the capacity to offer expansive awareness, offering expansive awareness. offering expansive awareness. And we're linking it into touch via the hands, the heart, and literally the tongue when we touch somebody with our words. And I see this is also releasing a fair amount of weightiness from the tongue around feeling the pain of unmeasured words or feeling the pain of other people's wording, feeling like a heaviness within your own system to the point where it's like, I don't want to replicate that. I don't want to repeat that. So I'll just like shut my expression down and limit that. So we open up the system in reclaiming its potent expression in a way that gets to be aligned for you. Linking the heart chakra, that of the heart, which works with that fifth house energy, harmony, wisdom, creativity, to the throat, to allow for that expression of all things heart to rise, to come out. And as that expression happens, releasing the fear of judgment or the fear of being, again, misperceived and misunderstood and how it is you offer your expression, yourself, your voice in this world. And underlying that, a whole lot of dynamics around, I will just run away. I don't want to actually have to say those words. I don't want to have to do that. I will avoid, avoid, avoid. I'll avoid specifically by people-pleasing, by covering up what I really want and just thinking that I'll provide you what you want instead, which is almost a form of dishonesty. It's a form of, I can't trust you when that's happening. It creates the dynamic or the sense of things feeling really quite unreliable. So I wonder what would happen if we could imagine that we can take the desire to people please as an avoidance mechanism. And we could imagine just literally like holding that in your hands, releasing it from the throat into your very hands. And as your hand takes it over, so your throat doesn't have to, your hand holds it to your throat doesn't have to, and if you want to put your hand near your throat to support that, you're welcome to. Notice what's possible as the hand holds it so the throat doesn't have to. And we're linking this all through to the 12th house, working with the liver, detoxification, working with endings, making space, allowing, and working also with the planetary energy of Neptune, specifically around its role of releasing guilt and control. As your hand again takes it over so your throat doesn't have to hold on to any elements of guilt or control that are intertwined within that, notice how the throat gets to be. Notice how expression might seem to show up. And it's still feeling like, yeah, it's pretty somehow stuck. The second layer to this is to imagine like literally a hand in front of the mouth saying, you don't have to. You don't have to speak if you don't want to. You don't have to express yourself if you don't want to. And then as the hand again continues to take all, both hands potentially now, take both of these things over, noticing what can actually flow inside of that throat now that wasn't available before. As we do that, running circulation again of all the healing resources, all the same ones that we've worked with, through this midline of that connection from heart to throats. And the energy that the hands are holding may already start to dissipate all on its own. And if it's not, we're actually going to link it through to the earth elements, through to the ground, through to the area that knows how to handle transitions and change in a peaceful way. The earth has seen more transition and change than any one of us. Across the lifetimes and lifetimes and civilizations upon civilizations that she's held. As we work with that essence, Also, reminding ourselves what it is to be held in such a spacious, loving, offering way. And what if that gets to repattern how it is we've been parented and how we might wish to be mothered, parented, loved, attended to, welcomed, supported. I'm going to invite you to imagine with me the earth acting as your parents, offering all the things that you would have wished that you would have received that seem to somehow be missing. Because the earth, she knows a lot about this terrain, literally, figuratively, across the board. So I invite you to imagine that she can hold this energy of all the things that have been missing in your nourishment, in your things that don't feel quite satiated within you, things that still feel hungry or longing. I invite you to imagine the earth can somehow magically arise through you, within you, and in your imagination, watch her fulfill all those missing things. And as you grant this energy of the earth element in this way, in your imagination, we get to slowly regroove the neural pathways around what it is to be nourished and what it is to be tended to well. What it is to be nourished and what it is to be tended to well in a caring, compassionate way. Then, during an emotional release of anger, specifically resentment, a long-standing chronic anger from the liver around what it means to have been born in the form that you are, into the dynamics that you've been faced with. And then, this is a very 60s moment for me. I'm seeing the emblem, the symbol, I should say, of the peace sign and the symbol of the yin yang overlaying within each other. So, what is it to bring peaceful energy into those misperceptions, those misunderstandings? What is it to bring earth element energy of nourishment, of peacefulness into how all the masculine and feminine dynamics have unfolded for you in your lifetime. Externally, internally, everything in between. Maybe there's no difference between it all. We're tapping this part out here as we link it all the way through, literally to the earth below you and all the body parts that are in touch with that, your feet, along with your genitals. And the base chakra, breathing here, receiving here. Okay, and then we're heading into that back body, the masculine. We actually need to run the upper spine to lower spine reciprocal to work with integration of all the work that we've done so far, along with releasing, again, anything that's not in alignment with the essence of you as an individual, not at the mercy of what you've inherited from either side of the family lines. What it is you wish to boldly move forward with, and how it is you want to do that as an individual onto yourself in a way that honors your uniqueness. And I'm just going to imagine, you're welcome to imagine this with me. There's actually a community of loving adults, elders around you that actually help you to determine what your best gift, expressions, all the blessings that you carry within you, and how they can manifest in a way that would be in alignment with your sense of self. And imagine, often this is left in the family unit where it often gets like kind of ignored, that you got to be tended to in a communal setting in this way, where your curiosities of how you wanted to explore what kind of person you wanted to be, you got to explore that in a spacious way where you got to try on little bits and pieces from all the different community members around you until it was reflected back to you, your own essence within you, and developed your own interests, your own gifts, your own desires to create in this world. And if that imagination is working really well for you, I'm going to invite you to continue as homework to imagine what might be possible if you had that as a past. What might be possible given that, if that was in your past, how might that inform what you could move forward into? How you would hold yourself, carry yourself, how you would decide, how you would become aware, how you would show up for yourself, for others. What would be the place that you would come from inside of you as your own internal guiding North Star in that way? And we're tapping this part in here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. We're going to do a little extra tap in the prefrontal cortex, just in the center of the forehead with that all. That's our center for empathy, higher self, wisdom. Okay. Then, heading into the solar plexus chakra, consciousness of digestion, and particularly digesting the things that you're seeing that don't seem to make sense. That's across all ages, so even including right at birth through to the current age. All the things that you saw that you just couldn't quite make sense of, it was just like disorienting. No way to actually like file that away and make sense of it. And any underlying anxiety within that. And I'm gonna run a Bebo's technique to support that. Bebo's technique helps to, well, if I was doing it physically on somebody, it works just as well energetically, if not even better. I would press slowly but firmly on each eyeball, one at a time, while holding the area where the skull joins the spine. And what this does is it begins to reprogram the optic nerve at the back of the eyeball to not have to be so stuck in its holding pattern of how it is it's being forced to see things, or it has the tendency to think that it needs to be forced to see things in a certain way. So as we take that pressure off of it from the inside out, we actually get to clear, etch a sketch, release the old patterns of how it is we perceive information, which helps to also, this is why it's coming up perhaps, to release misperceptions, misunderstandings, and allow you to literally, accurately, clearly see with less static in your environment what's here. Also helps to regulate our nervous system. Because if we can make sense of what we're seeing in our world, we can orient, we can ground, we can land, we can regulate, and we can easily learn, grow, and heal. And then I'm going to imagine that you can be seen through the eyes of, again, those communal members, those community members, as you get to be witnessed and held all of your gifts in loving presence. What would it have been to have been attended to in loving presence? And because your brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality, as you offer it that, it actually sets the groundwork for things to change. And we're tapping this part out here, invitation to breathe, to receive. And from here, what would it be to imagine what would be possible if you had that as a pass? What could you see as a possibility that wasn't available before without that? Taking that forward for homework to continue to explore as much or as little feels right for you. Big yawn, definitely for me too. Then we're going to do pancreas reflex point to integrate that all and to take in the sweetness of that. Pancreatic reflex point or spleen 21. I'm just going to hands width down that outside edge of the left armpit. So it's here. And I'm going to hold on to it from this angle. If you want to hold it, you're welcome to as well. Breathing here. We need to do one more thing. This might help some of you out that have been adapting to our recent time change. For those of you who are in places that have changed, I know some of you in Europe haven't changed yet, and I live in a place that doesn't change. But working with the meridians technique, just the basic one, where we balance all 12 meridians, I invite you to bring thumb, forefinger together, and any remaining fingers to the temples. This is where the sternum becomes external. I invite you to move your eyes around in any direction that you feel called to, at any rate, any pace, slowly, quickly. It's fine if they skip around. And then I'm going to go ahead and balance all 12 meridians. And John doesn't talk about it from this angle, but my internal sense is that as we balance the 12, that somehow balances the extra 8 meridians for those of you familiar with that territory. Or it creates less strain for those extra 8. Might be a better way to say that. Okay, loves, as we bring this in for a nice soft landing, thank you for calling this medicine in, and thank you for being here together in this way. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages, and the deepest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded this medicine well, this medicine of this earth and all that she nourishes us with. And invite you, if you haven't already done so, to see if you can locate something pleasant, easeful. I'm doing this at the end today. And, pleasant, easeful, either externally or internally. Some of you may have already gone ahead and done that. But if you haven't yet today, go ahead and locate that now and see what it is that calls your attention. Letting your gaze rest on that as you nourish yourself. Letting that rumble through and see what it is to actually take in nourishment in this way. As you breathe here, I'm going to invite you to take in this particular piece of music. It's 2.5 minutes, Moments of Clarity from Zen That Beats. As you do so, breathing in the energy of all that's feeling pleasant, and noticing how the body mind responds. And savoring all that feels good here. Again, thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for the gift of you. Mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Blessings on the rest of your day, y'all. Bye for now. Yeah, you're most welcome. Oh, my love right back at you. Have yourselves a beautiful rest of your day. Bye for now.